We already know that the Earth spins on its own axis and takes around 24 hours to complete a full rotation. And in Queensland, we have semi-diurnal tides, two high and two low tides per 24 hours. It takes approximately 6 hours for the tide to come in and another 6 hours for the tide to go out. During the first hours of the tide comes in at 1/12 of the tidal range. In this particular tide, the tidal range is 1.2 meters. High tide is 2.2 meters and low tide is 1 meter. In the first hour of the tide, 1/12 comes in, or 0.1 of a meter, now at a height of 1.1 meters. In the second hour of the tide, 2/12 come in, or 0.2 of a meter, now at a height of 1.3 meters. In the third hour of the tide, 3/12 come in, or 0.3 of a meter, now at a height of 1.6 meters. In the fourth hour of the tide, 3/12 come in, or 0.3 of a meter, now at a height of 1.9 meters. In the fifth hour of the tide, 2/12 come in, or 0.2 of a meter, now at a height of 2.1 meters. And in the sixth hour of the tide, 1/12 comes in, or 0.1 of a meter, now at a height of 2.2 meters. The tide flows out at the above ratio as well. As you can see, most of the tide comes in and runs out in the middle 2 hours of the tide. This is important when planning our trip because if we are traveling in the middle of the tide, we are getting the most run of the tide, and that affects the wave size if the wind is against the tide. This will affect your trip, making it the roughest time with the highest waves in the tide.